Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. Welcome back. Moolala Money Made Simple is brought to you in part by Credit Canada. I am the CEO of the organization, and we are Canada's longest standing nonprofit credit counseling agency. Our mission is to help people get out of debt so they can get back into life. Listen, debt is a brutal reality for millions of Canadians. It starts to pile on for lots and lots of different reasons: job loss, divorce, illness, bad luck, you name it. Our accredited credit counselors are available to help you understand your current financial situation and take you through all your options on how to move forward. And there really are options out there. So go to creditcanada.com. We are nonprofit. As I said, the counseling is free and judgment free. There is no shortage of ideas on how to get a handle on your cash flow. But sometimes what's old is new again. I'm bringing in Gersh Singh into this conversation. She has been working in the credit education field for how long?
14 years.
14 years. Okay. So 14 is what? Grade 9, grade 8?
Grade 9. That's a ninth grader's lifetime.
Yep. Okay. Ninth grader's lifetime. And Gersh, tell us about the idea that we're going to talk about today.
Well, if you've been scrolling TikTok, you might have come across the hashtag cash stuffing. Creators label envelopes into different savings categories and stuff them with cash. This concept isn't new, Bruce. You may know it as the envelope budgeting method,
yes,
but it's making a comeback. And TikToker Courtney Crandall is here from Fishkill, New York, to explain how it works and why it's become so popular. Hi, Courtney.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And how did you first get into cash stuffing? How'd this start?
From TikTok and YouTube, actually, how it started. I had seen, I don't remember who, like originally who I saw this idea from. And so I got on the bandwagon.
Why do you think this has become so popular? I mean, it's so difficult to explain how anything becomes popular on TikTok, but why do you think cash stuffing is the new unboxing video?
I think it's more popular possibly for women. And I hope, you know, I think because it's a fun way of budgeting, and it's, from what I understand, it's a very easy way for beginners to start, you know, budgeting without boring Excel sheets and, you know, understanding really, I guess, finance on a stronger level. It's a very basic beginner way to get control of your money.
So for those who don't know, Courtney, how does it work?
So you basically get envelopes, and a lot of people, my brother was laughing. He's like, so you're spending money to save money. You know, people go on Etsy, they buy cute envelopes. It does cost money in the beginning. You can find them on Amazon, and you label them different categories of things that you know are going to come up in your life. So people call them sinking funds. And so it can be, you know, if you know eventually you're going to need new tires, you slowly save for new tires by putting $5 away every single week. And that way, next year, you know, when that time comes, you don't feel the burn of the hundreds of dollars it's going to cost you. And so you make different categories. Obviously, the categories are going to depend on your life and what will, you know, if you have kids, it's different. If you want to travel, it's different. You can have just an emergency fund. And it's a way to slowly save. That's kind of the best way I can describe it.
You've called cash stuffing a good way to visualize your savings. And I think there is something visceral about jamming a piece of paper into an envelope. How do you check in on your balances? How often do you do that? Do you write the balance on the outside of the envelope? How's that part work?
Yeah, a lot of people have different methods, and so some people would write it down on the actual envelope. I had like a budget planner when I was still doing it with cash, that I would keep track so you don't have to recount it. But a lot of people will recount it at every time, just because when you have cash, there's risk of it being missing or whatever the case is. There's always a risk when you have cash in your house. And so, yeah, counting it every single time you're putting money in it, or you can do it like once a month. A lot of people, once they get to a certain number, they'll get a holder and put like a $500 slip in there and take that $500 in cash and put it into their bank.
Courtney, what have you noticed about your spending habits since starting to cash stuff?
It makes you a lot more aware when you're swiping a card. It's so easy to overspend when you're going and giving cash. I think you have a lot more, I don't really want to spend this $100. Like, I don't want to see this $100 go. And also it's very easy, believe it or not, it's really easy to start saving little at a time. Like you don't, I think saving is such a scary thing for people because they think they have to take half their paycheck and put it away and live that next 2 weeks off of as little as possible. But it doesn't have to be that way if you start slow.
What would you say are some of the limits to cash stuffing? Because unless you're dealing weed on the street corner or working as a waiter or waitress, who uses cash?
That is, so a lot of girls, and I was trying to do this as well, which almost does defeat the purpose of not feeling like you're spending cash, will use their card and then go through their finances later and start paying themselves back. But it is for sure, you either are a cash person or you're not. I was never a cash person until I started doing this. And then I slowly always had cash on me. I was buying my groceries in cash. So it really depends. But I never really found like I was personally in a situation where they don't take cash. Mm. You know, I feel like it's actually the opposite. Sometimes like they rarely, but yeah, I didn't really find that was like something I struggled with.
So if something were to come up, and let's say mm-hmm. you have to take money from a category that you didn't plan.
Right.
How do you get yourself back on track? It's so physical, right? You've got your envelopes and your cash. How do you change your habits to get yourself back on track when that happens?
So that's what I was also thinking about. This method won't do much if you're not committed to it. You can just as easily rack up a credit card bill and not have the money, the cash in your envelopes to pay yourself back. So at the end of the day, if you're not committed to anything, no method's going to help you do that. You need to want to have that savings to put away and, you know, want to make a change with your spending habits and your financial situation. So obviously, you know, stuff does come up. And even if you have to pull from an envelope that you didn't want to, you pull the cash out and you start stuffing. I mean, that's just, it's going to happen. Stuff comes up in life. It's unfortunate, but it happens all the time.
How do you determine what those envelopes are and what amount goes into those envelopes? Because I can imagine there's like, oh, I got to kind of figure out how much I will spend on clothing in a month or a
right,
year.
Right. So I get that. Get that question a lot on TikTok. And I didn't start trying to do math to try and figure out how much I would need. Like, for example, I have a dog, a puppy, and I knew, you know, we pay for daycare. So if I know every week with between food, daycare, whatever, that I need $100 for Cooper, that's, I'll work backwards from there. If I'm planning for something, I'm going to California in a month. So if I know I'm going to California in 6 months and I want to start planning for that, you can work backwards. If you don't know something's coming up though, such as a house emergency or a tire emergency, you know, you're not really planning that. Like I would put literally $5 in my car envelope because I never have a car issue, knock on wood, but I've leased my car, I have my car payment. I don't really need to do much for my car. So I was putting in $5 a week and then it was growing. And then listen, if there's an emergency happens, you have an emergency fund. So, and that can be just like I think everybody should have $1,000 emergency fund, no matter who you are. Obviously, if you're very wealthy, maybe you have a bigger one, but if you know, at the very little minimum, you should have $1,000 emergency fund for something like that.
So it sounds like you're using this method to work out short-term and long-term goals.
Yeah.
Is cash stuffing a method you think you're going to learn? Sorry, you think you're going to use for the long-term?
No. And if I will bring this up. So my brother is a software developer and I had told him about this cash stuffing and he's like, so you're putting $5. He didn't understand. So we actually just created it's going to hopefully become an app. Right now it's a website and it's called teddy.fund. And it is a digital version of this, this is what we found. Every single person on my TikTok that actually left a comment was, I love this idea. I hate the idea of cash. Mm. And I totally agree. And I think at the end of the day, if you're getting an envelope to $1,000, no one wants thousands of dollars of cash laying around in the house. So what if you're able to have one savings account, one checking account, and still be able to categorize that savings account without taking cash out? So the idea of the digital cash stuffing was having a place where you can make the same envelopes, you can make them cute, you can put your own picture, we have default pictures, and you can stuff the money in these envelopes so you can see, okay, I have $10,000 in my savings account. What does that mean for me? Where is this money going to? Where am I? Do I feel, less guilty taking it out because I know 500 of that was for my trip to California.
Courtney, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Courtney Crandall's a TikToker. She is a proponent of and a TikToker of the cash stuffing method. Gersh, I love the idea. I don't know if I would do it. Would you do it?
I actually don't think I would be able to keep cash safe. I would be so worried.
Someone's going to rob your apartment.
Something's going to happen. Either someone's going to rob me, or I'm going to spill water all over the bills, or something's going to happen.
What do you use cash for? What do you use cash for? Anything?
Honestly, as a magnet on my fridge. I took a $5 bill and put it on my fridge. I otherwise don't carry cash.
Don't carry cash. I have some cash, but I use it for Asher's allowance. It's literally all I use. But cash stuffing. Check it out on TikTok.
Hi, it's me, your debt. Look, we need to talk. This isn't working. The missed payments, the collection calls, and all those sleepless nights. We need nonprofit debt counseling, and I found the perfect place. Credit Canada Debt Solutions. They're non-judgmental, 100% confidential. They'll negotiate with creditors and even stop interest. Don't you want to rebuild your credit? You deserve better.
Break up with debt. Visit creditcanada.com.